I would like to give you something on this big thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like you to give you something. And
yeah.
I'm going to, we're going to do this really efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take to have Vic completely empowered and really enjoying your relationship?
I have absolutely no idea, David.
Okay.
I have no idea.
So I have a request.
Yeah.
Request is that you ask Vic.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, you know, I've been feeling blah, 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 whatever the truth is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to my coach about it. And coach said, what would it take to have you empowered? I said, I don't know. And coach said, go and ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can frame it any way you want. I just gave you one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I really want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, on your side, what would it take to have you really loving this relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another question you can ask if you wish. What's one thing that you'd like me to apologize for?
I like that one.
Yeah. Here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell, you can blame it on me. You say, you know, my coach gave me this great question, which I'm scared to ask. Have I ever disappointed you?
Mm-hmm.
Such a beautiful question to ask somebody. And it really does leave you wide open. Because they can say, yeah, they can say anything, and you might have stuff come up like, oh, that's not fair, and whatever. But of course, you know that's irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're getting in Vic's world now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's your commitment around your relationship with Vic? Are you committed to anything there?
Yeah, I'm committed to actually having an outcome of some kind.
Okay.
Whether
I invite you to upgrade that, because that doesn't necessarily empower Vic.
No, I need, yeah.
What would you like if you could have anything in your relationship with Vic? Would you like to just not see him again, or would you like to just have it be really cool and cozy, or what would you like it to be?
I think I'd just like it to be cool and cozy.
Cool and cozy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'd like to rebuild the friendship back up.
Okay, great. So, are you a powerful lady?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. You got some training, right? You're pretty powerful. You got tools and techniques, and, you know, you did that exercise with me. You did that, you can do anything. So, I invite you...
See, that was a hell of a lot easier than going and talking to him.
Okay, good. So, we're going from step one to step two. So, I invite you to create a stand here.
Mm-hmm.
To actually create a commitment rather than going in wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've told me I would like to have a, you know, really cool... Well, cool could be taken the wrong way. So, to have a really cozy friendship
mm-hmm.
with Vic.
Mm-hmm.
So, I invite you to create a commitment to that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you believe it's possible to create that?
Yeah, I think it... Yeah.
Of course it's possible.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it just needs some power. Someone
yeah.
should say this is
I'll
what
I'll ask these questions, you may never speak to me again, but that's okay.
Yeah. That's true. But see, you're going wishy-washy. You got no stand. He doesn't know what he can count on you for or where
yeah.
you're coming from. If you go in with, I'm committed to having a friendship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm calling now to find out what that would take.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one. That's one suggestion. Share your commitment. And two, share how you're feeling. If you're feeling scared or you're really worried he's going to reject you or whatever like that, blah, get it out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can really be free to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then three, you got some cool questions if you want.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
That feels good.
Fantastic. So, in my experience, the longer these conversations are put off, the more stress you get.
I'll say 5 months is like, I'm really stressed now.
That's right. And so the quickest, the best time in my experience to get this stuff done, because I love it afterwards. No matter how it goes, I love that I got it out of the way.
Yeah.
The best time in my experience is now.
Is now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's so freaky. But you know what? Otherwise, you've got to look forward to this for 3 weeks. Imagine that. Which would you prefer?
I still can't do this.
What's that?
Oh, I can't do this.
Good. So you're coming up against something, right?
Oh, yeah.
That, all that stuff that we had that yeah. someone might see or say, that's the stuff that you're coming up against.
Mm.
Yeah. So are you willing to be courageous?
I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you can be. You know? What's the worst thing that can happen with this conversation?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Nothing worse than whatever's happened in the previously.
Okay.
He'll just keep ignoring me for the next 5 months.
Is that the worst?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, come on, there's got to be something worse. He could say, you know what, I really hate you and I think you're a fraud.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, okay, got it.
At least I know how he feels. It's better than being ignored.
Oh, okay.
See, being ignored is the worst thing.
Okay.
You have no idea.
So the worst that could happen is he could hang up.
Yeah.
And you could feel rejected and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, or he'll just lie.
Okay, he could lie.
Mm.
Got it. So he could do that.
Yeah.
And are you willing to risk that?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, pretty much,
Now,
yeah.
Here's the difference, Penny.
Mm-hmm.
If you were truly committed to having a friendship with him,
mm-hmm.
instead of committed to protecting yourself,
yeah.
it'll be really easy to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I am so scared of you ignoring me or just not being straight with me. And what's got me on the call is I'm committed to having a friendship with you. And this
yeah.
is really hard for me.
Yeah.
If you do that, there's nothing else in life you have to do. I want to be honest with you. I'd like you to get a good result, but I don't even care. If you can do that and be straight and authentic with him, that's what I really want for you.
Uh-huh.
The rest is gravy.
Yeah.
So, are you willing to call him?
Yeah, I am willing to call him.
And are you willing to call him now?
No, I'm not quite willing to call him now.
Okay.
But I think what I'm going to do
yeah.
is I'm just going to do some, like, write out sort of what I want to say.
Okay.
Like things that we've just discussed, like
yeah.
get that really clear in my head so I'm not wishy-washy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And this is an invitation. You don't have to accept this.
Mm-hmm.
My invitation is that you give me a deadline that would empower yourself.
To
say,
this,
I will call him by X.
I don't know. I can't get our next coaching session.
You want to give yourself 2 weeks?
Yes.
Does that empower you?
Yes.
And then empowers you?
It's taken 5 months, even for hello.
Okay, it's up to you. You can take it on. Okay, I got it. Thank you. And I have a request.
Yep.
That if you wuss out or you wimp out and you want to renegotiate that agreement with me,
yeah.
that you call me.
Okay.
That I don't just find out on the next session.
Okay.
Call me and you get yourself empowered.
I will.
Because that's commitment.
Okay.
Awesome session, Penny. Thank you. This feels like a very real session. I really
it
appreciate
does.
You.
I'm actually, this has just definitely been the best session.
Yeah.